Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Acosta speaking, the chair of Accessible World, welcoming all of you to Stocking Stuffers Part 2. The date is Monday, November 14, 2016. We have some great vendors here to tell us about their wares, things they are selling for the holiday season. Dear friends and supporting vendors, each year we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present stocking stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them. We shall always have questions from our wonderful audience. All times listed below are Eastern. Accessible World cordially invites you to our second part of Stocking Stuffers on November 14, 2016. This is an opportunity for you to shop for all of the holidays you celebrate. From 8 to 8:25, we welcome Debbie Sands, the proprietor of an innovative store, Three Treasure Hounds. Three Treasure Hounds with a Z is the newest faction of DJS Consultant Services. Debbie Sands, founder and owner, is a service dog accessibility education consultant, dog blogger, and now e-commerce merchant. Debbie has been in the service dog business for over 22 years, and with the ever-increasing demand for online shopping, she launched her own online store recently. Dog products, items for travel and camping enthusiasts, as well as women's accessories, make up her store at this time. All large niches with online shoppers. Debbie is offering free shipping for a limited time on all products as a thank you to all her store fans. Contact information, email, support at threetreasurehounds.com. And the store website, she'll talk to you about that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor at this time to introduce a very dear friend to many of us, Debbie Sands. Debbie, the microphone is yours and welcome to Stocking Stuffers Part 2. And some difficulty locking this, I think.
Okay, now I'm going to start talking because I see I've come up. Once I start talking, unfortunately, it does unlock me. So I see where I'm on here. So I know you can hear me now. Anyway, thank you all for letting me be a part of your show tonight. Yes, I am a rabid, and I don't mean that literally, but I am a rabid dog lover. I also love all animals, but obviously a lot of the products that I carry in my online store are dog related. So without further ado, what I did is I picked out 1, 2, 3, 4, well, I actually had 7 products. And just before I came on, I actually went in and checked with the suppliers and they're sold out. And I went, well, thank you very much. This is not great timing for me, but at least I know as of right now what products I do have available. And these are really wonderful little inexpensive stocking stuffers for you. So the first is what I call, it's a paw print silicone mold. And for everybody that is either into fancy ice cubes, making soap, or even chocolate candies, it's absolutely a great little mold. There are 6-to-1 sheets, so you can do 6 of whatever you want at one time. These are $8.95, and as you know, silicone is great. It lasts forever and a day, and you can throw it in the dishwasher. So they're $8.95 for one set, and as I said, free shipping on all of these products. So that's product number one. And by the way, what I'm going to end up doing, because I did check with the store regarding accessibility for visual impaired, and although they said, yes, they're WCAG level 1 compliant, it didn't answer all the questions I had for you to get into my website with ease. So probably what's going to happen is if you are interested in any of these items, email me at support@ 3, and spell that out, T-H-R-E-E, treasure, Hounds with a Z, as Bob said, .com. And then what I'll end up doing is I will return, and my team will return that email, and we'll get you whatever you want ordered on a manual way, and then I can get your credit card information, or you can do through PayPal. Okay, so that's the paw print silicone. The second is this wonderful dog breed in what they call Infinity Bracelet. And it's five strands. It looks just like leather. Two of these five strands are braided. So it's kind of wide on the wrist. But it's really cute because it has love in silver script with a paw print. And that is actually intertwined within those particular leather bands. So that's probably about 2.5-3 inches wide on your wrist, which is something right now that is really big. So it looks like a cuff, basically. But it's great for all animal lovers because it's just a general paw print. They come in pink, white, black, navy blue, and red. So that would be the color theme of each bracelet. Again, pink, white, black, navy blue, and red. They are $11.95 each, free shipping. The next item I have are these adorable dog and cat key rings. They're about 3 inches. They're silver. They're not sterling silver, but they're a nice, heavy silver product. About 3 inches, I would say. It is a key ring, not a key chain. And as I said, they're both silver. They come fairly quickly. Most of these items, it'll take about 3 weeks, some a little bit sooner, but just about 3 weeks delivery time. So right now, if you order them, no problem to get them before the holidays. And each key ring is $10.95. So again, they only come in silver, but really cute. And then the last small, wonderful little stocking stuffer that I have for you, and they're adorable. They are Santa, so they're obviously red and white, and they're wine bottle covers. So if you're going to have dinner with friends or you need just something to take as a hostess gift, these wine bottle covers are absolutely adorable. They're very well made, and they are as well $10.97, and that includes the shipping as well. So all of these, I just checked, there are plenty in stock. Should have no problem ordering these at all whatsoever. And in terms of the smaller items in my store, these would be the very best because they are small and they'd be good stocking stuffers. So do I have any questions?
My first question, how much are the bowls, Debbie, number one there? I heard some prices, but I missed one. Could you tell us the paw print bowls, I guess it is? What is the price, please? And you could hold down the control key and answer it and let up.
Okay, that would be the silicone paw print mold, and they are $8.95 each.
Any other questions from the audience here? I've got to track down a speaker. So, Ken, are you there to handle this? Or Alan?
Okay, this is Ron. I can do it so far. Sharon asks, do you have anything poodle-related?
Sharon, if you're looking for something poodle-related, I'm going to have you email me at support@3treasurehounds.com. Let me find out what it is that you would like that's poodle-related, and I'll see if I can't find you something. I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, and Debbie, this is Alan. Put your email address up in the text chat area. You may want to double check my typing to make sure I got it right. support@3treasurehounds.com.
Alan, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, looks like Ken Metz has a question.
Well, hi, Debbie, and welcome to Stocking Stuffers. Two questions I have. One, could you tell us a few of the other items? You may not want to expand on a lot of them, and I know they may not fit in a stocking. But what are some of the other items that you might carry in the store? And secondly, if people purchase things from you, do they have to pay any sales tax?
Hi, Ken. Always nice to be in a room with you. Yes, sales tax, obviously, through the store, just depending on what area you're from, they will charge sales tax. And that's the reason why I don't charge shipping, because I want to give you a break during the holidays. And some of the items I have, I've got a waterproof bag. It's a small waterproof bag for those water enthusiasts. If you're into the kayaking or you need to sit by the pool and you don't want your cell phone and things getting wet, and that's in the travel section of the store. I don't have my store up at this time because I have you on my full screen so that I'm able to talk. So I know it's a couple different colors. It's white and blue, but wonderful for anybody that is into water sports. And it has a little carabiner on it so that you're able to hook it on to anything, like if you're wearing a backpack or something like that. I do have a couple of really nice women's handbags, although the two crossover, the crossbody bags, which are really handy for those of us that do have our hands full with other things. Some of you have guide dogs. Some of you just want to have hands free for whatever. Those are the bags that I checked just before I came on, and they look to be out of stock. I will be finding alternates as soon as I get off this program, trust me. But crossbody bags, I think, are really, they're much safer. They're much more convenient to be able to have when you're, like I said, if you're, you have a dog with you or you're at the airport, you want your hands free type of thing. I do have a couple of rhinestone paw print necklaces, a couple of longer multi-strand necklaces that are just some of the really trendy things that are happening right now. One of them has a feather pendant on it. I'm trying to think of what else I have in the camping. In the dog category, I had these adorable dog toys with squeakers, and they all sold out as of later this afternoon, so I'm looking for new dog squeaker toys as well. I've got little dog booties. Those are for the small and medium-sized dog. They are knit, so they're cute. They're like little dog socks, but it's obviously for dogs where people don't want toenails for small dogs marking up their wonderful hardwood floors. And there's a puffy jacket for a small to medium dog. The other thing, too, is for those, all of us, and I don't need a service dog because I don't have a disability, but I do have my Labrador Retriever, who is a career change from Guide Dogs of America, and we do a lot of night walking because I prefer to do my exercise at night, and I do have an illuminated collar. And I always get comments when I'm walking through the neighborhood because it's either solid illuminated or it is flashing. So when I'm crossing the street, he's very illuminated, and I like that. That I'll be going through a different company because I want to find those for the holiday season as well. So that's just some of the other items that I have in the store.
Ron, are there any other questions, please?
I don't see any others right now.
Okay, I am going to ask at least one more then. And Debbie, do you carry any of the dog statues, such as the, what's it called, I'm trying to think of the Sanskrit or whatever, I can't remember the name of that, but do you carry any of those little statues of different breeds of dogs?
I actually went on to try and find, Sanskrit is not through the two suppliers that I go through, and I will be very honest with you. I wanted to sell them in the worst way, but when I looked at the faces of the dogs, I went, really? That doesn't look like that breed at all. It was, I don't exactly know if they knew what that dog looked like to begin with, but it certainly didn't look like the breed that they were advertising. So at this time, I haven't found one that I really think is that great.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Let's see if Bob is back as yet. Bob, are you there?
This is Alan, Ken. But I see that Jason Nealon is in the room now, so we can go forward a few minutes early for his presentation if you want to.
We can do that, not a problem.
Okay, well, this is Alan Limley. I'm going to go ahead and introduce Jason Dean Nealon.
Can you guys copy me? Excuse me? Okay, I want to first thank Debbie Sands. I'm sorry, I was looking you up, Jason, and I couldn't find your contact information. I'll give you over to the gentleman who's going to introduce you, but first, I want to thank Debbie Sands for a great job and wish her the best of luck with her store support at 3treasurehoundswithaz.com. If you have any trouble, get to me. I am thinking of a product there, so I'll be in touch. So without further ado, to introduce our next guest, we have a gentleman who's a new coordinator with us, and we appreciate all of his help, a great guy, Alan Limley, who is the, as you know, the chair of the Bard List, which is a huge list, very successful, and we got him to give some time to us, and we thank him. Alan, I'll turn the mic over to you.
Thanks, Bob, and sorry about that, Debbie. I got so caught up in doing the intro that I forgot to thank you for a great presentation. So as I was saying, Jason Nealon is a senior account manager with LS&S Products out of Buffalo, New York. And I don't know if y'all have ever worked with those guys. I've bought magnifying glasses and white canes from these guys. I've never had nothing but anything but first-class service from them. They're an outstanding organization and great service. And he's got several products he wants to talk about, so I'm not going to rattle on anymore. I'm going to just let him take over. Jason, the microphone's yours, and we're looking forward to your talk.
Good evening, everybody. Hope you are all doing well. I'm hoping my voice is coming across clear. Thank you, Ken, Metz, and Bob Acosta, and Alan for a very warm reception. Very happy to be here this evening. Thank you for the nice introduction. Again, my name is Jason Dean Nealon with LS&S, the catalog for blind, low vision, deaf, and hard of hearing products. And I have been with the company. I just celebrated 20 years, so I've been around for a bit, and it's given me a really nice review over the years on how a lot of these products have evolved. Tonight we are going to look at just some newer products, and I'm going to do some simple products and some a little more high-tech. And just as a little bit of repetition, LS&S is based in Buffalo, New York. Our website is www.lssproducts.com. My name is Jason Dean Nealon. My email address is jdean@lssproducts.com. And for Tech Talk, we are offering free shipping until the end of December on any of our products. All you have to do is mention the code TechTalk16. And I just wanted to make sure that I said that right up front as just to show appreciation for everybody listening. So without ado, I will go ahead and jump right into our first product. I do have a list of about 15 products. I added a few beyond the list that I originally had. So if my time runs short, please let me know and I will work with y'all. To start off, the first product we're going to talk about tonight is a pocket-sized talking calculator, model 6648. It is only $12.95, and what it is just a very small, very cute little talking calculator. It measures 5 by 3 by about 3 quarters of an inch, so it is small enough to pretty much bring anywhere that you'd like. It is only 8 digits. It has a grayscale LCD, but most importantly is that it talks. Talks through all the function keys and the percent keys, and it also has the ability of having an alarm and a time function. And there also is 3 volume settings. And that is just nice. It also has a repeat key, which makes it a little bit nicer so that you can repeat the calculations that have just been tabulated. And again, it's the 6648, and it's only $12.95. And just as a caveat here, if you have any questions, please feel free to, put them in chat or go ahead and feel free to email me. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you might have. The next product, number 2, is a product called the Mega Voice Bible Envoy. And it comes both in the New King James version. And this product is made for the blind, so it is an audible Bible, and it is a very simple digital player that's very sturdy and very easy to use. And it's a great way to sit back and very comfortably listen to your favorite passages and, to keep those prayers and all those happy thoughts with you wherever you go. Again, it's meant for children, for adults, for seniors. It is very, very blind, low vision friendly, and it's small. It measures about 4 inches by 2.25 inches. It is item number 451033, and it's only $83.95. And it does have a replacement rechargeable battery in it. And the typical play time on the battery is about 5 to 14 hours. So it is just very small, very convenient. You can always bring it with you. The third product that we're going to talk about today is also a blind low vision product, but it's for the ladies out there or anyone else that would prefer them. These have turned out to make wonderful gifts. They are one-button talking watches that have special beaded bands. Most watches that we have are either expansion bands in gold or silver, or they have leather bands that are brown or they're black. But these three feature beaded bands. And the first part number is the 101114. They are $54.95. Again, they are one-button watches. They are silver chrome in color. They have a white face with large black hands that makes it easy to read for low vision. And then maybe in the evening or whenever else, you can push the top right-hand button and it talks in a clear female voice. Only speaks the time, but that's the simplicity of it, and that's why we like it. It's very easy to use and very, very straightforward. We also have a couple other models that have different types of beads on them. And the nice thing about the beaded watches is they are, you know, very attractive for the ladies. So the 101114 has a silver stretch band, and they look, they're beads. Best way I can put it, they're beads, and they look like little seashells around the wrist. The second model that we have is the 101-106, and this one is gold. It's definitely a little more fancy looking, and it is our most popular selling. And it has gold beads, they have black and white beads, but they had gold accents in between the beads, so it has a very elegant look to it. And again, that's the 101-106. And the third style is another silver model, and again, same white face on all three. The first one was silver, the second one was gold, the third one that I'm talking about is also silver, and this one has more square beads on it with some round beads mixed into it. It's also a more elegant looking watch, and it's model 101110, and it's only $54.95. And we launched these, I would say, 6 to 8 months ago, and they've had a tremendous response nationally on how people really enjoy having something beyond the silver or the gold stretch bands. So we're really happy to be able to offer these. And just want to check with the moderators here. Is everything going well? Should I keep going?
Yeah, go ahead. You're doing great. We're early with time anyway, so keep on.
With that, Alan, I'll go ahead and keep on. I just wanted to chime in to make sure that all the technical stuff was working properly, and you guys run a really nice show here, and again, that's really nice to be with y'all. So I'll just keep going on here about the newer products we have. And this one is a safety product, and a lot of people that are you know, blind, low vision, deaf, hard of hearing. It's one of those things you don't think about, but it is nice to, you know, put it out here on the radar. And this one is called the Kitty Talking Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. It is model number 731054. Current price is $69.95, though we are running a web special on it now. It is white in color and about 6 inches in diameter. And it is your standard photoelectric smoke detector with an electrochemical carbon monoxide detector. It has an 85 decibel alarm, which means it's, you know, loud like most smoke detectors are. But the nice part about it is this one clearly announces fire, 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 or warning carbon monoxide. So it gives you two verbal explanations. And, you know, for small children or for seniors, you know, with car alarms going off and all these fancy cell phone ringers and everything that's out there, sometimes it's just good to keep it basic. When you hear a nice loud alarm and it says fire, fire, or warning carbon monoxide, it's just an added benefit. And for those locations where it could be useful. The price is right. It's only $69.95, and it also has a hush button on it so that you can test it when the time zones spring forward or fall back, when you're supposed to replace your batteries. It also has tamper-resistant locking features so that it deters people, you know, being able to take the unit. But that is called the Kitty Talking Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm for $69.95, model 731054. Next product I have, I personally had a chance to use it, and I really kind of like them. They are Bluetooth iOS keyboard. And they are meant for low vision users. They have black letters and numbers on bright yellow keys. And again, it is Bluetooth. It is the right size keyboard. It does not have the number keypad on the right, so you just get a standard QWERTY keyboard. But it measures 11 by 5 by 1, so it is small, it is portable. They're great for iPhones, iPads, iPods, and they sync up with the Bluetooth very, very well. And what I like is they are reactive. There's not a big delay or pauses or skips while you're using it, so it does keep the productivity up. So that if you just want to use a larger keyboard to, you know, enter data into your iPhone or surfing websites, things along those lines, it does give you the ability to do so. And again, that's called the Bluetooth iOS keyboard. It is item number 601125 for $99. And they are in stock. And there is the alternative model that has the high contrast black letters and numbers on a white keyboard, which is its brother product. And that's also available through lssproducts.com. Let's see here. Next is, again, another item that we found that people really enjoy knowing about. It is called the Wireless Intruder Alert, and it's model number 421158. It sells for $29.95. And the nice thing about this type of product, if people are in their homes or in their apartments and they're worried about somebody, you know, coming through a window, opening up a door, or in the summertime, you might leave your front door or back door open so you get all the fresh air coming in, or during the summer at night. This is an intruder alert. So it does have a full passive infrared wireless sensor, which is designed to go ahead and monitor an entire room. It does have an on-off switch, so you can turn it on and off, and you know, turn it on at night, turn it off in the morning, or keep it on wherever you want. And it is, the transmitter is battery operated, so it does give you the ability of moving it into a garage, into the front of the house, into the back of the house, you know, anywhere that you'd like it. And it does have a slight delay, so that you can turn it on and it doesn't set off the system right away, but after, I think it's 45 seconds, it arms and then is ready to go. And the distance between the transmitter and the receiver, which is normally a big question, is 300 feet. So you could use this definitely if you have a barn or a garage that's, you know, separated from your house. And the receiver itself has a nice loud chime or an alarm so that you are, you know, alerted inside your home. The transmitter is water resistant, which is also nice, so you can actually put it on the outside of your home and it can handle a little bit of rain and such. Again, the chime and the alarm are both very, very loud. It has LED indicator lights to let you know when things are triggering properly. And it has a detection range of about 30 feet. So that's a pretty big room, or it covers a pretty big distance, you know, outside if you want to know if there are things in your backyard or whatever you might want to know when there's something going on behind you. Again, that's called the Wireless Driveway and Intruder Alert System. The receiver does take three C-cell batteries. The transmitter works off of one 9-volt battery, so the whole thing is completely portable. Take it anywhere that you want. Model 421158, and it is $29.95. I'm really happy to see that we've entered into kind of the home safety and some of the smoke detectors and CO2 detectors and these intruder alert products. You know, people, it's always good to be safe. I'm going to go ahead and talk about another product. It's not particularly new, but it is finally caught up to being one of our most popular magnifiers. You know, a lot of people that use magnifiers, they complain about three things. Number one, they want the lens to be as big as possible. And with the way manufacturing works, it's usually the stronger the magnification, the smaller the lens size. Number two is the bulbs burning out too quickly in the old incandescent magnifiers. And then number three, it's the switches. They break, they rub, you know, use them for 6 months, 8 months. Sometimes they don't make good contact. And this particular manufacturer has addressed all three of those concerns, plus one more. This is called the Coil AT Max. It is a large field magnifier. Right now, they come in 3, 5, and 7 powers. And the really nice thing about these particular magnifiers is they are some of the largest 3, 5, and 7 magnifiers you're going to see in the market, which has shown to be very popular when people have the ability of testing the Coil AT Maxes right next to other magnifiers. It's, you know, very clear that the extra quarter inch or the extra 10 or 15 millimeters on the magnifier can make a big difference for people. Number two, they have very bright LED lighting technology built into them. And Coil is an expert at LED technologies for both the magnifiers and for their other parts of their business. So it is a very long life bulb. And of course, with LED, you get extended battery life. And number three, which is the most fun part of this product, they are auto touch. And that means that there's no switch. It turns on when two of your fingers touch the handle. And the way these are designed is they are a white, smooth, acrylic-type plastic, and then it has a rubberized blue handle. And if you touch that rubberized blue handle with one finger, anywhere on it, it won't turn on. But when you pick it up like you would use the magnifier, it automatically turns on, and then when you let it go, it automatically turns off. And so, again, it saves battery life, and it defeats the part of a broken switch. And nice part is if you're reading and you happen to be in a lazy boy and you know lean back a little bit and you fall asleep, you don't leave the magnifier on all night while you're taking a nap in the chair. And again, that's called the Coil AT Max. And the fourth piece I'm about to mention is another thing. It has a flip-open battery compartment, which allows the battery compartment to kind of open up like a clamshell, but there's a hinge on it so it doesn't fall off and roll across the kitchen floor and get lost underneath the refrigerator. And it only takes two AA batteries. And, you know, there's also a tactile indicator on this magnifier to show you which way the batteries go in. So I have to applaud Coil for making a great product. It has a huge lens, a very simple touch switch so it turns on and off, very bright LED, and very easy battery replacement. So we absolutely love these. And I hear rumor has it that they're coming out with the 9 and 11 and 13, but still waiting for confirmation on that with the manufacturing side. But I do have to go ahead and say, you know, these Coil products are really, really well. And I do want to, just a segue here, I want to say thank you to Stocking Stuffers and Tech Talk for allowing me to come in today and talk about all these products. And I work at a lot of trade shows, and I work a lot of times on the road. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be going to Maine for the AER conference. And the nice part about hearing about these products on Tech Talk is, you know, you get to get a lot of information, all the information that you really want about the product, without feeling rushed or, you know, having people to your left and people to your right and only getting to hear parts of product description. So being able to be here and talk about these products through Tech Talk and Stocking Stuffers is fantastic. It allows me to give you kind of a full review of each of the products. So again, just very happy to be here. And with that, I will go ahead and move into another product. This next product is called Aftershocks, and they are Bluetooth headphones. And it is the Bluetooth model is the 221090, and they are $99.95. And then we also have the wired version for non-Bluetooth products, which is only $39.95. The Aftershocks Bluetooth headphones are very unique, and I have to say that they are a fantastic fit for our blind and low vision community because of the way they work. And for those of you that may not be up to date on bone conduction technology, bone conduction technology uses vibration to transduce sound to the voice recognition center in your brain so that it allows the sound to travel directly to the voice recognition part of your mind without having to use your ears. And it is an interesting concept to talk about here through Tech Talk, and it is definitely one of those products that if you get a chance, try it. It's the best way to understand how the technology works. But just to paint you a little bit of a picture, these can be used with any audio device, from a Trekker Beats with the wired version or, the Victor or the Plex Talks or any of the talking products out there, including the iPhones. And what this allows you to do is, I'll just use Talking GPS as an example. The Aftershocks allow you to wear the units, have them on and Bluetooth to your iPhone or your Trekker Breeze, and it allows you to hear the talking GPS and all of your environmental noises around you both at the same time without that eyebrow scrunching, annoying feeling you get when you get two people talking to you at once. It doesn't do that for you because of the bone conduction and you're hearing, quote-unquote, in a different way. It allows you to hear two signals at the same time, and they work extremely well. And for anybody out there, if you have a chance to test bone conduction aftershocks, do it. All you have to do is put them on and go ahead and put your fingers in your ears, and you will hear how loud and how clear these units are. And the even better part is after about 14 days of daily use and your brain kind of attenuates to the sound, they actually get better in sound quality and volume. And I have to say that I'm an avid bike rider and walker, and I listen to music, and this allows me to hear the traffic around me or hear cars or horns or ambulances along with hearing my music or a talking GPS, and the Aftershock products are just absolutely wonderful. Again, they are model 221090. They are $99.95 for the Bluetooth model, $39.95 for the wired model. They are recharged by mini USB, and they are really pretty simple and easy to use. And again, they're not earphones, they're headphones. So again, that's the Aftershocks, and I hope you get a chance to use them because I can talk to you about it for the next 15 minutes, but it's nothing like getting your hands on them and trying them. And LS&S does offer a 30-day refund return policy on the majority of our products minus some of the health items. And so that does allow you to go ahead and try different products. And if you do use the code when you call my customer service team or go through our website or email me, the code is TechTalk16 for free shipping until December 1st on your first order. And so that means you can try them, use our 30-day refund return policy, and if you don't like them, you can go ahead and mail them on back. But I can tell you that it's a must-have for the blind and vision impaired. Really enjoy the product. Next on my list, number 9, is the Moshi voice-controlled talking alarm clock. And, you know, there are a lot of these out there, and LSNS has had the opportunity to preview a lot of them from overseas. On top of, we've carried a few different models, and, you know, the Moshi always seems to rise to the top. It has interactive voice response. And basically what this is a talking alarm clock that allows you to use your voice to set the time, set the alarm sound, and even retrieve the time by talking to it. The trigger word is Hello Moshi, and that's what makes the clock talk. There is no voice recognition setup. There's no read a paragraph. There's nothing along those lines. It's really pretty universal, and it's been designed to be used in a bedroom. So you can be a few feet away from it. It's actually better if it works more accurately if you are a couple feet away from it. And, of course, you want to, with any voice recognition product, you want to worry about air conditioners and TVs and radios and, you know, background noise. But I can tell you the voice recognition from personally using the voice recognition on the Moshi is very nice. It is model number 101102. It is very competitively priced at $45.95. And just in case you ask, there is a family of Moshi products. The one particular one that we like is the one that's very simple and very easy to use because that works very well with a lot of our customers. It, again, does give you a sleep sound. It can even do the date for you just by saying Hello Moshi. It has some different backlight colors, and it's, you know, very nicely sized. It's got a white base with a nice clear rectangle top. It measures about 7.5 inches by 3.25 inches. Does run on AC power. And it even has a help feature built into it, so it'll kind of tell you some of the command words to get into time configuration and alarm configuration. And I can tell you from personal use that it does allow you to snooze with your voice, which I've learned is not the best thing for me, but hey, it might work well for you. But it's called the Moshi Voice Interactive Clock, model 101102 for $45.95. And out of all the ones that I've had a chance to test and LSNS has carried, it really has risen to the top of being very, very popular. But again, feel free to visit our website at www.lssproducts.com. All of these products I've mentioned so far are on our website. The next product I'm going to talk about is the electric fry pan with tactile controls. The nice part about this particular fry pan, it is super duper simple and easy to use. I have had the ability over my years with LSNS to take part in some independent living classes at some different blind centers across the U.S., and this particular unit is small, it is compact, it has a depth, which is important, of 3.25 inches. And what I like about that is it gives you more wiggle room for making cheeseburgers or hamburgers or chicken, where it gives you a little more of an edge when you're trying to get your tongs in, and it doesn't have as much of an opportunity for the food to go ahead and slide out of it while you're using it. It is Teflon-based, so it's super easy to clean. And importantly, it does have raised tactile marks for the settings at 200, 300, and 400 degrees. It has a safety handle on the lid. The lid itself is, I would call it, like an aluminum feel, and it is metal, so it does get hot. It does have a plastic handle at the top, which makes it pretty convenient to find without, you know, having to touch the aluminum. The sides are metal, but it does have two plastic sidebars and four plastic feet, and so it is raised off of a countertop, which makes it, for independent living reasons, to me, it's safer than using the stove in a lot of ways. For making vegetables, fish, chicken, steaks, whatever you want. You know, LSNS does have a couple other options like George Foreman grills, but you know what I like about the Presto is the tactile controls make temperature adjustments easy. It has a nice depth to it so things don't fall out and, you know, fall on the floor. And it is safer to use, to me, than the oven is. And it's convenient. You know, it's easy to clean up, easy to use. And, you know, maybe it's just the fact that I'm a guy and I like that. It does clean up very easy. And again, that's called the Presto Electric Fry Pan with Tactile Controls, model number 421161 for $39.95. And the one last measurement, it does measure about 11 inches across and about 3 1/4 inches high, so it gives you a nice cooking surface. And, of course, if you have more questions, and we have all the plastic tongs and everything else to go with these type of items, just to help make sure that you have all the tools necessary for the job. Next part, which I think I chose this because I am a slow cooker guy. I love slow cookers. This one is called the Hamilton Beach 4-Quart Slow Cooker. It is model 421163. It's $34.95, and it's a 4-quart. And 4-quart is, you know, I have a family of four, and 4-quart feeds a family of four, so I love it. It's a set-it-and-forget-it type of a product. There are oodles and oodles of recipes online for you to go ahead and use a slow cooker. This one in particular measures 9 inches high, 12.9 inches wide, and 9.6 inches deep. So it's perfect for making, you know, anything from chicken to pulled pork to soups and sauces. And, you know, you can pretty much, if you start looking at the recipes that are out there, the sky's the limit when it comes to the amount of things that you can cook. And, you know, a nice thing about cooking with a slow cooker is it's one pot. No muss, no fuss, and, you know, you can serve it up, and then it's pretty much just a couple dishes to clean up. It does have a big ceramic interior base on it. It does get hot. It has a glass see-through top and a plastic handle, and it's really only got an off-setting, a low, medium, and high, so it's really pretty easy to use, and it's proven over the last couple of years to be very popular with LS&S. And again, that's the Hamilton Beach 4-Quart Slow Cooker, 421-163 for $34.95. Let's see here. Next is a product that we just launched, and it is from HealthSmart, and it's a wrist-worn talking blood pressure monitor. And again, this is a wrist blood pressure monitor. And a lot of people say, oh, they're not as accurate as the arms. And I have to say that, you know, most diabetic specialists I've worked with, they do really like to suggest the arm model. But for some people, the wrist ones are really the best choice. So, yeah, we have both models. But today I'm going to talk about the wrist-worn talking blood pressure monitor, model 481091. It is currently priced at $59.95 and in stock. It does have results as it speaks your systolic and dystolic blood pressure, both in English or Spanish. It does have a capacity of 120 total results in memory. It also gives you heartbeat detection and heart spot technology to allow you to make sure you have this wrist meter in a good spot for it to give you good, accurate readings. Cuff size on the unit is only about 5.3 inches to about 8.5 inches. Works on two AAA batteries, and it's pretty much, it's got three buttons on it. It does have a somewhat large display for our low vision users. But most importantly is it talks, and it gives you your systolic, it gives you your dystolic, it gives you your heart rate, it actually gives you some other memory functions onto it, and be happy to give you more information on it. It is, you know, relatively just launched, and so I'm still getting feedback from a lot of people, but so far our feedback is good. Wrist-worn talking blood pressure monitor, model number 481091. For $59.95. And the next product I'm very excited to talk about today, we just launched it. And I had a chance to take it to a couple conferences with me so far, and I've gotten some really, really good feedback from orientation and mobility specialists in the industry. It is called the BuzzClip Mobility Guide. It is model number 541030. Current price is $249. And this particular device is an orientation and mobility product meant for lawn cane users or guide dog users. It has the ability of clipping to your clothing, and the idea is it uses sonar to vibrate at different levels where your cane can catch a lot of great stuff in front of you, from fire hydrants to drop-offs to garbage cans to other things that might be in your way. And the missing component I've heard from a lot of people is, you know, when things might be coming towards your head. Tree branches, Ford F-150 mirrors, people leaving cabinets open in the kitchen, things along those lines. And the BuzzClip Mobility Guide gives you a 6-foot horizontal range, and that's 3 feet vertically from the lapel. It will stop vibrating after 5 to 7 seconds of no movement, allowing the user to stand and talk to friends or get a cup of coffee so that it doesn't just constantly vibrate. And that's good intelligent manufacturing right there, because some of the other products that are out there, they're out there. There are some other models, and they just vibrate and vibrate and vibrate. This one shuts off. It's very small. It's very convenient. I would say, I don't have the exact measurements with me written down right now, but I would say it's about 3 inches by about an inch by probably about 2 inches in height, and it's meant to be clipped onto a lapel, clipped onto a shirt pocket, put on the front of your jacket. It does have a mini USB recharger that you can use with it, and it's called the BuzzClip Mobility Guide, model 541030 for $249. And it's the newest O&M product that LS&S has brought out, and we're very, very excited to have it. And for anyone listening to this that might be in Maine at the AER next week, I'll be bringing it with me, and I'll be happy to show it to you. Next product, second to last, is called the 6-Dot Electronic Braille Label Maker. Pretty sure a lot of people in the audience here can remember the old 3M manual Braille labeler. And that was great. It allowed you to manually Braille. And then there are some, very expensive Braille machines that can do some labels. But this one's come out at a sweet point where it is both an electronic Braille label maker and it's also a teaching device, which makes it unique, and people right now are getting very excited about it. Again, it's called the 6-Dot Electronic Braille Label Maker, model number 521057. Regularly sells for $595. We are running a special on it right now on our website for $545.96. And I don't know how long that special will be there, but it is at www.lssproducts.com. And to tell you a little bit more about the 6-Dot, it is a larger device. It measures 8 inches by about 6 inches by about 3 inches high. It does. It is white with green and blue buttons. It does take 6 AA batteries. And then there's also an optional power adapter that you can order separately. But the real key about this unit that I really like is you can connect a mini USB QWERTY keyboard to it, and so you don't need to know Braille to actually use this Braille label maker. But if you know Braille, then you don't need the keyboard, because the Braille tabs, the Braille keyboard, is built into the top of this unit. So it's best for people that know Braille, people that are learning Braille, people that need to get some reinforcement. Did I just type that right? And you can actually feel it as it prints out. So the 6-Dot Electronic Braille Label Maker is really a unique product, and I'm very happy to carry it. It also has automatic scoring built into it, and it has some other technologies that are built into it so that you don't get the tape jammed inside of the unit. It does use standard tape for the unit, And again, it's just a very well-built, very well-thought-through product. The manufacturer just came to LS&S a little bit ago and gave our entire team a presentation, and it is just a very well-thought-through product. Again, it's called the Electronic Braille Label Maker, model number 521057, regular price $595, discounted price $545.96, and it's on the website now. And the last product I have to talk about this evening is called the Mercury. The Mercury is a unique portable CCTV with built-in OCR. And I am going to answer a couple questions at the end. So bear with me for a moment, Sharon. I see that you're here in the queue, but I will make sure I just saw the question, so bear with me. We'll talk about this last product, and then I can help answer any questions. The product that we're on right now is called the Mercury. And the Mercury comes in two different sizes, a 5.5-inch and a 7-inch. And just for ease of speaking, I'll talk about the 7-inch. It is model number 251083. It is regularly priced at $995. Current website discount is $875. Don't know how long that discount will be there, but it is available now. But the real key with this particular product, and this is my own personal view here, this is not manufacturer information, is, you know, with all the iPhones and all the Androids and all the products that are out there, those are mass-produced products that have beautiful screens and amazing cameras and amazing technologies. And the manufacturer, the Mercury, harnessed that. They took that simple idea and said, hey, these Samsungs and iPhones and all these Androids and iOS cell phones have amazing screens and have amazing cameras and amazing lighting and great battery life into them. And what they did is they took a cell phone, both a 5.5-inch model and a 7-inch model, and they recoded it. And so it is really just a CCTV with built-in optical character recognition, which optical character recognition allows you to take a picture of something and it'll read it to you. But the key with this product is it has been recoded and designed for completely simple use. So there is a cell phone technology running in the background, but you don't need Wi-Fi, you don't make phone calls with this, you don't need data plans. You don't need any of that to use this product. It's not designed to be sold as a cell phone. It's being designed to sell as an OCR electronic magnifier. So it's very simple. But for the low vision side, it has a nice big button that speaks. The entire unit speaks as you use the touch face. It allows you to use the pinch and widen like you would on a regular cell phone, to both zoom in and zoom out on different things you're trying to read. And it also gives you contrast controls. So if you don't like color and you want to relax your eyes and read more white on black or maybe yellow on blue, it has those options for you. And it does have completely talking menus as you move through a lot of the low vision options. But the part I really like about this unit is the optical character recognition. Because you don't need Wi-Fi, you don't need the internet, it allows you to be anywhere. You could be out in the middle of the woods where there's definitely no cell phone signal, and you want to be able to, you know, read a page of a book at a time. This allows you to take a picture of that page, and it will go ahead and read you the page to you. And it will go ahead and also allow you to change, if you want to try to do low vision mode, you can also take a picture in low vision mode. But for the optical character recognition, you can use this at a restaurant, a grocery store, pretty much anywhere you want, and you don't have to worry about having any internet connections. But the real key to it to me is there's no cell phone plans. It's super easy to use. And for all those out there that might be asking about the cell phone that's running around in the back, it's really pretty locked down to only be a CCTV and a portable OCR unit. But I'm very excited because this, to me, was so innovative taking the high quality screen, the high quality camera, the high quality LED, and putting it into a unit and making it very competitively priced. I can tell you the sky is the limit with this particular product when, you know, I start thinking around things, and this is not something the manufacturer is offering. But can you imagine having a CCTV with OCR, a color identifier, a money identifier, an object identifier, all these wonderful technologies built into one product? I think this is the company that might do it, but that's just my observation. They haven't said anything along those lines, but I would love to see it happen. And that is my last product. And Sharon, thank you very much for asking the question. And the question for the audience is the Crock-Pot dish removable? And the answer is yes. The Crock-Pot dish is removable, which makes it so you can, of course, after it cools down, and these Crock-Pot ceramic dishes do take a bit to cool down, but when it's nice and cool, it does allow you to take it out and put it in the sink so that it can be easily cleaned up. And from a guy's point of view, that's just, you know, great, set it and forget it type cooking. And I don't see any other questions today.
Jason, I think we'll let Alan handle this, the questions, and ask Ron. Ron is our live screen reader, and we'll see what Ron sees up there. There may be some microphone questions where people want to do it. I think you are tremendous. You're better than the Home Shopping Network and QVC combined. You're really good at presenting your products. Alan, I'm going to turn this over to you to see where you want to go with this.
Great job, Jason. Yeah, we need to take advantage of Jason's expertise. So if anybody has any questions, you have a microphone, press your F8 keys and type a Q, and then Ron will go through the list. We need to take advantage of Jason while he's here. And that crock pot question was the Hamilton Beach slow cooker, I think, that Sharon had asked about, that does have the removable dish for cleaning and stuff. So get your questions up there, or type them, or type a cue if you have a microphone. And we need to take advantage of Jason's expertise. Great job, Jason.
Jason, my question, I'm Bob and broke the rules here, but I'm in. The mercury, I often hear from low vision people, and their eyes are different. I say, well, look, if I buy it, what if you don't like it? What if it doesn't work? Do you give 30 days of trial, I mean, on these? And what is the price again? And let's hope you got my question. Ron, do we see Jason still up there? Did we lose him?
I'm still here. Sorry about that. I was clicking on the speaker button and not on the mic button. So to answer your question, the Mercury does have a 30-day refund return policy. It is currently selling for $875. And the 5.5-inch model is actually selling for $895, so the 7-inch model is the one to go with. But, yes, it does have a 30-day refund return policy. Just need to make sure you keep it in new resaleable type condition.
Okay, let's see if we have any more questions here. Okay, Alan, I'll let you wrap this up if you wish. And we certainly, again, I personally and all of us want to thank Jason. You did a fabulous job. And could you be sure, Jason, before you leave, give us the telephone number to call LS&S to order these things. I took down a lot of model numbers myself.
Oh, yeah, Jason, I may have missed this. I didn't catch the price on the coil magnifiers. I know they're excellent products, and I apologize if I just missed it, but maybe you could tell us that. And then Susan Lumpkin also wanted to know, how long is the shipping free using your TechTalk 16 code? Thanks.
No problem, Alan. The Coil AT Max, all three of them sell for $59.95, and I may have missed it when I was rolling over these products, but they are $59.95, and they are in stock. And again, the code to receive free shipping is TechTalk16. It does end on December 31st. And, you know, the holidays are coming, and so for a lot of the catalog companies, now is the busy time. Don't wait until it's too late and pay all those expedited shipping charges. You can get your stuff right away, and LS&S, if you call in the morning and place your order will most likely ship out the same day.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Jason. That was an outstanding presentation. And let me just reiterate to those who are listening, if you've never used LS&S before, they are an outstanding organization. I've bought stuff from them on two or three occasions and have gotten nothing but first-class service. So you won't be You'll be very pleased if you choose to buy from them. And like you could tell from Jason's presentation, they have a wide range of products. And thanks again.
And I don't want him to leave without giving his phone number. Jason, give the contact phone number, please, for LS&S.
Well, and thank you for the quick reminder. LS&S, our toll-free number is 1-800-468-4789. You can definitely talk to customer service, but I talk to everybody. My extension is 218 if you want to chit-chat with me. My email address is jdean@lssproducts.com. And one thing I wanted to mention was LS&S, we have a motto, and it's called, "We Try Because You Try." And I've fallen in love with that motto because we love feedback from our customers. If there are products you're looking for or product ideas that you might have, we would love to know what you're thinking. We would love your feedback. And the "We Try Because You Try," as life changes, we want to be able to change and adapt to any given situation to provide both the best customer service, the best product lines, and, of course, always at great prices.
Well, again, Jason, on behalf of Stocking Stuffers Accessible World, we thank you so much for being here. You're outstanding. You did a beautiful job. And while I'm thinking of codes, TechTalk 16, it's one word, just runs right in, but you'll call it in, TechTalk 16. We didn't give, we had technical issues, and Denise Russell of Speak to Me is also offering free shipment for her orders if you said, I heard it on TechTalk. Well, you heard it now. I apologize for part one. We weren't able to produce that. But this one, we've got all kinds of people recording. So again, Jason, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very pleased to welcome another dear friend, a organization as well as people, the Mystic Access Company. How often do I call them hysterically and they straighten me out so nicely, so patient. I love my shark. I love everything. And they have tutorials, and you're going to hear about them. And John is going to play it. He's very kind. He's got back-to-back here tonight. So we're going to start by playing their program, pre-recorded program, and then they're around to answer questions. And they may tell you about the new podcast that's out. I sent it out to the list and everything because it's so exciting dealing with Google Home and so forth to hear about that. Anyway, I haven't heard it yet. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow morning. Okay, so John, when you're ready, we're ready for the Mystic Access production.
Hello, everybody on Stocking Stuffers. This is Chris Grabowski with Mystic Access, and I have Jim here and Lisa here.
Hi, hello.
And we are going to talk about some of our new goodies that came out this year. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is the audio tutorial for the Google Suite of products. This is an audio tutorial that demonstrates the Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, and some of Google Hangouts using a wide variety of assistive technologies, including JAWS for Windows, NVDA, Chromebox, and for the web browsers, we use Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome. And this will show you how to navigate within Google Drive, Docs, how to select files, how to add formatting, check your font size, and a bunch of other little goodies.
The tutorial for that is just under 5 hours in length. So there's lots to learn from. Chris gives lots of examples and walks you through. One thing that's kind of important to remember about this particular tutorial is it's best to listen sequentially, in other words, from front to back, all the way through once, before you go off and begin exploring, because he shows you in a variety of environments. So if this is something that interests you and you may want to move away from Office, or you're looking for Office alternatives, or you're trying to find a different word processing application, or in this case, website, to assist you, then this might be something useful that you may wish to look into and learn about the accessibility features and functions of the cool little Google properties that are available.
A lot of school systems actually use Google Docs and Chromebooks and things like that. And in this tutorial, we show you how to use Google Docs with the Chromebook and Chromebox using speech.
Some businesses, especially small businesses as well, are going that route. When I first listened through this tutorial, I had such mixed feelings because the whole Google thing really kind of intimidated me. And then Chris is off and running and he's using a Chromebox and he's using a Chromebook. And I'm thinking, I don't have a Chromebook. And I don't think I really want Chromebox. It was really neat because the longer I listened, I realized it didn't matter because they've gone to great lengths to ensure that all of the products, whether you're using Drive or Slides or Docs, work very similarly. So it really doesn't matter a whole lot whether you're using a Chromebook or a computer or an iPhone or an Android phone. It's interesting to see them demonstrated on different devices, but it's very easy to apply the concepts to the devices that you're using.
For example, you could use the Chromebook section and apply it to Firefox and NVDA because the keystrokes and what it says, for the most part, are all the same. And then we are going to switch to the latest and greatest product that was just released, and that is the Apple Watch tutorial.
And that was Lisa's baby, and she did a very brilliant job creating something that is both extensive and a lot of fun to listen to. I was kind of a skeptic when I kind of was thinking about Apple Watch. Oh, man, you know, and I'd have to get an iPhone, and, you know, is it something I want to do, and it's more expensive than I necessarily wanted to pay. And by the time I had gotten through about section six or so, she'd completely sold me on it. I was dreaming about my new as yet unpurchased Apple Watch with the new rose gold SE that I still haven't purchased either. So one of the things I love most is that I felt like as a listener, as someone going through and listening to what she was offering, that she was anticipating all of my questions before I even had the chance to start wondering, well, I wonder where she's going to answer this. So it was quite magical and fun to listen to that. I'm just very happy that we have such a cohesive offering to share more about the watch with you guys.
I don't believe that there are any blindness-specific resources about the Apple Watch other than the tutorial. There is a user guide from Apple, and that's helpful, but it doesn't talk about voiceover in every section and how you use this and how you do that like we try to do. I really wanted to create something that would apply to everyone or nearly everyone. I think that the tutorial would work well for someone who doesn't really know if they want a watch. Maybe it's best to invest in the tutorial and learn about it and decide either, yeah, I really want this watch, or it's not for me. I wasn't so sure when I got the watch if it was the right thing. I remember saying to more than one person, I don't even like talking watches. Some of the features that the watch has, until I really started playing with them and working with them, I didn't see the usefulness of them like I do now. The tutorial will work regardless of whether you're using the first or the second edition Apple Watch, and it does start with Watch OS 3. We don't go back farther than that because Watch OS 3 is the current version and it runs on all versions of the watch that are available. There are a number of very well done podcasts that start with Watch version 1 and 2, but it's a little confusing because some things have changed so drastically that that information is no longer relevant or even usable. So what we've done is put everything together into one unit where you can get what you need and have everything, the skills and the tools that you need to be up and running with this. Around 4.5 to 5 hours does seem to be the sweet spot for the new tutorials that we are releasing, because this one is a bit over 4.5 hours long.
And the sweet spot seems to be $39 for the pricing that we tend to be offering on tutorials of around this length, because that is what these two new ones will be for the download, for the digital download. And if you want an SD card with the tutorial on it sent to your door, that is $49. If you're looking for some really fun presents for yourself or someone you love, and you want a hardware gift as opposed to a software gift, we've got you covered there too with two pairs of Bluetooth headphones that we recently have begun to offer. And of course, each of them comes with one of our comprehensive tutorials. The first one, and my personal favorite, is by a company called Senti. And they are some of the most luxe, delicious, comfy headphones I've ever used. And for their price point, the sound, the comfort level, and the build and construction of these, I feel, is absolutely amazing. The sound quality is really fantastic. I've used headphones twice as expensive as these, and the sound is really comparable to those. So I'm very, very pleased to be able to say that we offer these. They offer not only a Bluetooth experience, they have Bluetooth 4.0 technology, but they also are wired. So if you don't want to use Bluetooth and use the battery, and you get about 15 hours of battery life on these, by the way, you can hook them up to a 3.5 millimeter wire, plug them into a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack and whatever you wish to connect them to, and you can utilize them that way. They also have controls on the side. It's a round cursor cross, and that allows you to change volume and change tracks, pause and stop playback of your music as well. They charge via micro USB, and they also fold up. One of my favorite things about these, and this is something that we commented on when we received our various headphones, is the fact that they come with a really amazing hard shell case. They charge via micro USB, and one of the things that we're very proud of is, as with our extensive line of Bluetooth speakers, both sets of headphones that we've just recently begun offering have voice prompts available as well. So when you turn them on, when you move to maximum volume, for instance, when you do various things with them, when you connect to your Bluetooth, for instance, you are going to receive prompts with a pleasant female voice in the case of both these pairs of headphones. We're very happy about that and really want these to be as intuitive as possible for you in terms of using them. These are $75, and of course they come with one of our tutorials, which is just over 40 minutes in length. I think it's about 43 minutes when all is said and done. It takes you through everything from orientation to Bluetooth connectivity to wired connectivity. It even shows you how to connect with a natively non-Bluetooth device, because that is doable. And one of the things about these headphones that are so nice is that you can connect to two devices simultaneously. So if you have an iPad and an iPhone, for instance, you can connect to both of those and switch between them. The other pair of headphones that we are offering is a slightly less expensive option. They're $45, and they are by a company called eCandy. One of the things that's really nice about these is they're very lightweight. They include voice prompts utilizing the NeoSpeech Julie voice. They do essentially anything you'd want a pair of headphones to do. Like the Sentis, they are foldable, whereas the Senti has that round cursor cross that I mentioned. These actually have buttons on the side that allow you to move through the various functions. They are noise-isolating over-the-ear headphones, just like the Sentis, which I did not mention a moment ago, but they are noise-isolating and over-the-ear headphones, as are these. And they offer FM radio and SD card modes, as well as having Bluetooth 3.0 and the ability to use them wired or wirelessly. One of the things that I think is really nice about these headphones that we're offering is that the wire is detachable. So you can not only use them wired or wirelessly, but you're not going to have to worry about in 6 months to a year, one of the ears going poof, and you suddenly no longer have access to your nice left ear or what have you on your headphones, and you have just lost the use of that pair of headphones because you can't use them properly. We're very happy about that in terms of these. And these come with an extensive tutorial as well. It's about an hour in length, and it takes you through using all the different modes. One of the things that I attempt to show in the course of both these tutorials is the sound quality that you're going to receive. But the good news is you don't have to buy the tutorials to find out how they sound. If you go to the product pages for these headphones on the website, you will be able to hear samples of what these headphones sound like. And of course, your mileage will vary in terms of listening to them. You will be hearing them exactly as I tried to portray them to you, but you will get an idea of the type of sound quality you'll receive when you listen to these headphones. So we're very pleased with these. We think they would make awesome Christmas presents or holiday gifts for yourself or, of course, for someone you love.
We also still have our highly acclaimed Victor Reader Stream audio tutorial, which has just had a permanent price reduction.
Yes, it's $59 now. And there is our ever-popular Amazon Echo tutorial, which is $39. If you kind of want to know what our main sweet spot price point is, you've probably figured it out by now. It's $39. That's for the digital download. This is a 6.5 hour tutorial, and it's $49 again if you want an SD card shipped to your door. We have other cool things as well. We have the VoiceStream Reader and VoiceStream Writer tutorials. Lisa does Reader and I do Writer. We also have Lisa's TW Blue tutorial available if you're looking for a really cool, accessible, and free Twitter client. These all run between $15 and $25, depending on which of those you want. Writer is $15, and TW Blue and Reader are both right around the $25 mark. You know how a moment ago I was speaking about being able to access your non-Bluetooth devices? Well, we have something for that as well. It is called the Avantech BRZ8 Transmitter Receiver. And this is a cool little device that comes with an almost hour-long tutorial that will guide you through it. So if you want something like your Stream or your BookSense or something to be a Bluetooth player, and it's not natively, for $55, you can purchase this little goodie from us, and it will come with a tutorial showing you exactly how you can utilize it to play your Stream through your new Cintiq headphones, for instance. We also have training and consulting and self-advocacy services available. It's definitely worth checking out our website. We also offer custom tutorials if there's something that we currently don't offer that you are in search of. So what we'd like to do now is insert a montage of some of our tutorials for you, to just give you an idea of the quality and the mix and what they sound like a bit, to just give you a little taster of what our products are like. So we're going to do that for you now, and we hope you enjoy it. So now that I've oriented you to these great little headphones, let's listen to what these headphones sound like. They have 40 millimeter drivers in them, and they sound really, really great. Between the noise isolation and just how good they sound, it's just a really nice listening experience. So what I'm going to do is show you how Bluetooth works on these first. I'm going to press and hold the circle within the circle, and we're going to hear a voice prompt. And then when I hear the voice prompt, I'm going to release.
Power on.
And it says power on, and you hear that beep right there. So now what I'm going to do is turn on Bluetooth on my iPad. Turn on Bluetooth.
Okay, I turned on Bluetooth.
So now,
set airplane, lock Bluetooth on.
I'm going to go into my Bluetooth settings.
Google Docs. In this section, we're going to take a look at Google Docs. We're going to navigate through the menus and toolbars, open a document, modify a document, apply styles, check formatting, and much more. I am currently running NVDA using the Microsoft Speech Platform Zero Voice. So let's go to the desktop.
Desktop list.
And I'm going to go to Firefox.
M. Z. Mozilla Firefox check.
Press enter.
Mozilla Fire.
And I'm going to press Control L to go to a new location.
Navigation toolbar, toolbar.
And I'm going to type
D. I. E. O. O. G.
Drive.google.com and press enter.
Mozilla Firefox start page document busy. Search query edit collapsed. Folder list view list. ASR recordings Google Drive folder owned by me last mod.
So we are now in our items list, and NVDA automatically switched us to focus mode.
Now what happens if I want to reconnect to the speaker? This device is supposed to remember the last 8 things that you've had connected to it. So that's really handy. Normally what you will do is just do what we did before, plug it into whatever device you want to turn into a Bluetooth device, connect it to your Bluetooth speaker or headphones. In other words, have the speaker on, and I like to have the device playing a book or music or what have you, just to make sure I know that my connection is working and successful, and then plug in your transmitter to the device. As long as it has a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, this will work in transmission mode. Remember that transmission mode is the switch flipped to the left if you're holding it the way I described earlier. So now that I've oriented you to the headphones, let's try them out. I'm going to press and hold the power button until I hear Julie's voice.
BT Wireless is ready to pair.
And I've released the power button, and she says BT Wireless is ready to pair. She's a very clear female voice, and unfortunately, this is one of the caveats of these headphones, when you turn her on, she's pretty loud. So, what I suggest you do is once you start your music or your audio,
just press and hold the volume down button, and that's the one directly next to the power play pause button, so right underneath it in the vertical row. You press and hold that for about a second, maybe a little less, and you'll be able to turn it down and get it to a comfortable level for you.
The next feature is lock. Let's take a look.
Lock. Switch button. Off. Off. 9:25 p.m. Tunkhannock. 9:25 p.m. Enter passcode.
So basically what this has done is it has locked the watch, which does not necessarily mean even that it has gone to sleep, just that it has made it necessary for me to enter my passcode, which I will do now. Just a reminder, I have done that by flicking to the number that I want or sliding my finger around the screen to find it. And then I need to double tap on each number of my passcode. You might think that locking the watch would be the same as putting it to sleep. In actuality, putting it to sleep couldn't be easier, especially if you turn on the cover to mute feature in settings. All you have to do is cover the watch with the palm of your hand and it will go to sleep. I can only guess that this must be some sort of light-sensitive setting, because when I covered it with my fingers, there must have been enough light getting through that it didn't work. It had to genuinely be the palm of my hand.
Let's learn a little more about Alexa. Alexa, tell me about yourself.
I'm an Amazon Echo, designed around your voice. I can provide information, music, news, weather, and more.
Alexa, how tall are you?
I'm about 10 inches tall.
Alexa, what's your radius?
My radius is 1.6 inches.
Alexa, how much do you weigh?
I weigh a little over 2 pounds.
Alexa, what do you look like?
I'm a 9-inch tall black cylinder.
So as I mentioned, she does respond to your voice. And here are some tips that can assist you as you begin talking to your Amazon Echo. I'm going to go back just a little bit because I want to put an audio notation right here before this red velvet cake recipe. So I'm going to press my rewind key a couple times.
Do not refrigerate for a few minutes to thicken. Use immediately. Red for a few minutes to thicken. Use immediately.
Okay, I heard it start to say red velvet cake. So I just hit the rewind button one more time and then the pause button to pause. I want to insert an audio bookmark here. To do that, I'm going to press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
Press it again.
Insert bookmark.
Now, rather than hitting confirm to put bookmark 2 here, since we already have a bookmark 1 at my birthday cake recipe, I'm going to hit the record button and record a notation.
Start recording.
I bet this is a really yummy recipe. I must try it.
Stop recording. Bookmark 2. Inserted.
And to stop recording that bookmark and to insert it, I pressed the record button once again. So now I have another bookmark inserted. I want to put my shark into pairing mode, so I'm going to find my play pause button, which is the 4th in the row. I'm going to press and hold it.
Pairing.
And it says pairing. You heard the female voice prompt there. And now I'm going to move through my list of Bluetooth devices. And there it is. It found it. Shark Boombox. Shark is S-H-A-R-K-K, by the way, and that's probably how you're going to hear, if you're using Alex like I am, him pronounce it. I assume some of these other voices may pronounce it similarly. So I'm going to double tap, and you're going to notice that it connects very quickly.
Connected.
Here we go.
On.
So you heard Alex there. And now I'm going to move in and find us some music to listen to.
App switcher. Set FaceTime.
This
Swipe
is
with 3 fingers to close the app. Actions available.
This is Bluetooth 4.0, so the speed of it is really
test flight. Mail. Active.
Fantastic.
Calendar. Active. TV Go. NFB News. TV Go. Calendar. Mail. Test. ML. FaceTime. Radio Tunes.
All right. Swipe there's the app I actually
FaceTime.
Wanted.
Double tap to open.
I'm going to move into Radio Tunes and play us some tunes.
Radio Tunes. V2. Pop. Soft rock set selected. Styles.
And
all. Soft, rock, soft, country, jazz, American vocal, smooth jazz. The best of vocal, smooth jazz.
Let's go into vocal,
Randy,
smooth,
vocal
jazz.
Smooth jazz.
I'm awfully tired. So I guess I'll go.
But you have really tremendous sound quality.
It's relocked.
I'm just locking my screen.
But this is the end of the line.
And we're back. We hope you found something there that you enjoyed and may wish to
share with yourself or someone you love for this holiday season. We touched on most of it, but not everything. So definitely check out the website. It's very extensive in terms of giving you all the information you need about the products and services we offer. And we also can be reached via phone or email. 716-543-3323 is our main number. info@mysticaccess.com will reach myself, Lisa, and Chris. And if you prefer ordering via phone, any of us can assist you with that. You're welcome to call us and place your orders that way. And we have a special goodie for all of you Tech Talk stocking stuffers listeners.
If you use the code word SILVERBELLS during checkout, you will receive 10% off of your order until December 14th, 2016. This is our way of saying happy holidays.
Well, as usual, an outstanding job. I love the montage. That was really good. SILVERBELLS, guys. Think about that. Ron, do we have any questions up there from our audience of Mystic Access? Ron, do you copy me?
Okay, finally let me get the key. Alan has a question.
Great job, guys, as always. I want to know how to get a piece of Kim's red velvet cake. No, not really, but those Sinti headphones, I think those were the first ones you were talking about. And I may say something wrong here. I know you said that they were both Bluetooth and wired capable. And I may say this wrong. Are they A2DP compatible? I think that's some kind of standard with headphones. And the other thing was, if you're using the wired, do they work with iPhones so that the volume buttons up and down and like the remote buttons can call Siri and like move like with Bard Mobile and stuff? Thanks.
If you're using them via Bluetooth, those buttons will work. Volume up, volume down, track forward, track reverse, play, pause. That stuff will work. If you're using them via the wire, basically the Bluetooth shuts off. So actually, if you're using Bluetooth and you plug in the wire, it shuts off. And the beauty of that is it's not using any of the battery at all. So basically, they are either futuristic Bluetooth headphones or 1985 wired headphones that you don't have to use any battery with.
Okay. Ron, next question, please.
Sharon asks, if you buy three or more tutorials, is there a deal for that?
Currently, there is no deal for multiple tutorials. It's multiple training hours that if you buy three or more, you get a deal.
Okay, next question.
That's it so far.
Any final word from Mystic Access? I think you're the greatest, and I'm so glad you're here with us on Stocking Stuffers, and we'll give you the final word.
Thank you, Bob, for having us. I'm doing the talking because they won't be able to speak. It's kind of bizarre, this weird setup. It used to work. I'm not sure why it's not working anymore. But having said that, we wanted to thank you for having us on the program. And remember, Silver Bells and the news list. If you want to subscribe to our news mailing list, send an email to manews-subscribe@mysticaccess.email. So that's manews-subscribe@mysticaccess.email. It's a very, very low traffic list. We don't post to it too often, just when we have announcements and things like that. If you want to give us a call, it's 716-543-3323. Website is mysticaccess.com, and email address to reach all of us is info@mysticaccess.com.
Very good. They hit a home run again. We sure appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful holiday season. And all the rest of us, Silver Bells, buy products from these guys and all of our vendors. Okay, I'm going to turn the last segment to Ken Metz. And then John, I think, has a recording. But Ken wants to give a little introduction. So, Ken, you're on.
Well, thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it. This is absolutely a fantastic program both last week and this week. Just great. I would like to introduce our last speakers or vendor for the evening and for this year, for 2016 Stocking Stuffers. Recently, the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco has moved. They had purchased a huge building in downtown San Francisco on Market Street. And they have a lot of very interesting programs and classes going on and different things happening through parts of their building, and then other parts, I guess, they're renting out and getting some income from that. And best of luck to them. They've done a great job and have been around for many, 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 many years. I spoke to a gentleman who works in the store at the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, and I believe he operates the store. His name is Ben Einstein, and Ben was going to be with us today, but he has not been healthy for a week or 10 days, having some throat problems. So instead, he got a couple of his other workers to take over for him. And so we're going to hear tonight on a recorded message from two folks that work in the store with Ben, and they are Lisa Marie Martinez and Raquel Gomez. These two young ladies have been very grateful in taking over at the last minute for Ben, and they couldn't be on the program live tonight because of the time they have to go home and all that stuff. And I'll say probably with a lot of the demonstrations going on in the downtowns of several cities, including San Francisco, I think they're better off getting out of there for the evening. So I want to wish them the best. Hopefully Ben Einstein is listening to this broadcast. If not, he will certainly be able to download it once it's archived. As Bob said, we have a lot of us recording tonight. So with that in mind, I'm going to turn the microphone through via recording, thanks to John Bellew. And I'm going to turn it over to John to play the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind Student Store with Lisa Maria Martinez and Rachel Gomez. Thanks a lot, John.
Edit. Sound. See user documents by conference. Windows Media Player.
All right, next we're very pleased to welcome the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind. And I'll let our ladies introduce themselves and move right into their program. Ladies, welcome to Stocking Stuffers Part 2.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. I'm Raquel Gomez from the Adaptation Store here at the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco, and a longtime listener, actually, to the Stocking Stuffers series, so it's great to be here. And with me,
I am Lisa Maria Martinez, also part of the Adaptation Store here at Lighthouse, and I'm excited to be on today.
We're delighted to have you. Tell us what you have to offer for us and the latest shipping date to get it. That's what people want, plus prices, please.
Yeah, so shipping date is going to be a little tricky because, of course, it's dependent on where you live. So we would suggest that you order sooner than later. Our store will be open through December 23rd. So if you call us on the 23rd, you will not get your stocking stuffers by Christmas. So usually we ship UPS unless otherwise requested, and ground can take up to 5 days, although most of the time I find that even the East Coasters, who are out on the West Coast, get their packages within 3 or 4 days. So, you know, mid-December if you want your stockings full by Christmas.
And the sooner you order, the sooner we can get your order out to you.
That's right.
Here's something you like. Jot it down. Make note of it. Give us a call ASAP. And the sooner you place your order, the sooner we'll have it in the mail.
That's right. So we have a list of about 20 products to share with you. And I think some of them might be familiar to you and some of them are new, possibly, to you. But we have pretty inexpensive stuff, you know, things that cost a buck. So you could buy them in bulk and give it to every blind and low vision person you know. Rocky?
Yeah, so I'm going to just jump in and start off, actually. Maybe we can go back and forth or trade.
Sure.
We have everything, like Lisa Maria said, ranging from very inexpensive items to some pretty pricey items. So we're going to go from least expensive to most expensive. And maybe some of these things you've heard of before, but some of them, like the first one on our list, is our signature guide. Never want to be without it. It only costs a dollar. Fits in your wallet. It's about the size of a credit card with a space, a square cut out in the center that you can use to place on the line of a document that you need to sign. And anybody can sign a nice, straight, even signature right within the line. And you can, they're only a buck, so you can buy multiple signature guides if you like. Carry them in your wallet wherever you go.
It's really a must-have product. You should not leave home without your signature guide. I don't know about you, but particularly now, during the holiday season, I do a lot of shopping, which means lots of credit card receipt signing. And there's always that awkward moment where you're asking, well, put my finger on it or put my pen on it. And people just don't get it. So sometimes, you know, taking out your signature guide from your wallet just helps ease that transaction. That's so right. $1 gets you one signature guide. So buy a dozen today.
There you go.
Our next item would be helpful to that special sighted person in your life or that new Braille learner in your life. We sell Braille alphabet cards with you know, the ABCs and the numbers and the punctuation mark, so it's a little cheat sheet. Also $1, and they come in really useful if you want to. I have kids, and my oldest son likes the alphabet card, and he likes to try to use mom's slate and stylus to punch out notes to mom, and he likes to use a little alphabet card to do that. So alphabet cards are a lot of fun. I've used them to as inserts for a holiday card or a get well card for someone who might be, you know, I don't know who. I don't think I have a friend who's broken a leg lately, but if you had a friend who broke their leg, as they can see, and they're bored out of their minds, you could give them a secret code to decode and add the little Braille alphabet card in their get well card.
I like it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I can't top that. I'm sure I can't. The next item on our list, actually, I should have given this one to you because you have a little bit of sight, is our Bold Writer 20 pen, and we sell these pens in single pens for $2, or you can buy them by the six-pack for $9. And I'm just going to let you, have you used the 2020 Bold Writer Line sticker?
So our 2020 pens no longer exist. The people who made 2020 pens don't make them anymore, and we've been looking for that perfect pen that a low vision person could use that's bold enough and doesn't smell and doesn't bleed through. And we think we may have found it in the Bold Writer. And it's $2, like Rocky said, and, you know, it's really good for jotting down that note and being able to actually read what you wrote afterwards. I write occasionally. I'm low vision, but I prefer Braille. But when I need to write, these pens come in really handy, so They're quite useful. I have them at my work desk, at my home desk. I have them in my junk drawer in my kitchen, mm-hmm. and in my purse. I don't know. I probably have about 24 all over the places I live every day.
Okay. So the next item on our list are the good old sock tuckers.
I need these, by the
way. I know. My husband leaves socks all over the place. I even use these for doing laundry for other people in the house. Of course, I know what my socks look like, but the minute you have to start doing socks for someone else or particularly if you're new to blindness and you're going, oh, my God, how am I going to keep my socks sorted? Maybe you don't want to be safety pinning them together because the safety pins come open in the washer. You want to be able to keep your socks together. These are only $2.50, and they come in really, 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 really handy, whether you're just learning to do your own laundry or, like I said, in my case, where I'm doing laundry for myself and other people, and it's really important for me to keep their socks together, or they're going to get to go picking through the drawer, having to match their own socks. Not a good scenario. So,
if you guys want to buy me a present, this is what I need in my stocking. I have two little boys, and their socks are so hard to match. You know, I try to do all white socks, one style, but, you know, inevitably, you know, mom or mom-in-law or sister or some auntie buys socks, and then you have, you know, white socks with cartoons on them and black socks with stripes, and I can't do it. And I've tried the safety pins. I've tried diaper pins because they tend to lock better. And no matter what, they open in the wash, and you stick your hand in there, and you poke yourself. So I need these. I need to try these, you guys. I'm asking. Stuff my stockings with this.
There's her wish for Christmas. You want to make Lisa Maria happy. Send her some sock tuckers.
Bump dots.
And this is cool because we have an assorted pack. So the reason we put this particular pack on the list is because we do carry all three styles of bump dots. There are the flat ones, and then there are some smaller dots, which are pretty low profile, called lock dots. And then there are the larger bump dots. But this is an assorted pack, so you get 50 dots in the pack, and they are only $7. And this is also great, just like the sock tuckers, for somebody maybe who's losing their sight, who doesn't know Braille yet, who's looking for an easy, quick, reliable way to mark things. I know my office mate even uses them on her telephone because there's so many buttons on the phone that she wants to mark a few things that she hits, you know, reliably. They are great on keyboards. They're great on microwaves. They're great on touch screens.
Dishwashers.
I just got a touch screen. Thank you, dishwasher. I'm just going to say that. And exactly. Any kind of appliances. These are kind of an old standard, but they stick around for a reason. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory. They're adhesive little dots. You can stick them anywhere. I think they're clear. They're pretty unobtrusive, but they're very easy to feel.
They're really great, too, if you travel and you're going to stay someplace for a couple of days. You know, I've gone to conventions where I know there's going to be a microwave in the room. And, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes playing, you know, microwave button roulette doesn't work. So just even knowing where the start button is and putting a little bump dot on it is really nice. So, and I take them in my wallet and take them to the gym with me, because a lot of gyms are cool with me marking up the treadmill with the stop and start buttons. And so it's nice if, you know, I could quickly ask someone, hey, can you just put this on the go button? That's all I care about, because these days everything is touchscreen. And then I have a little button or a little bump dot that I can push. Because the last thing I want is to be on the treadmill and accidentally push the button for like a marathon, you know, 6 minute mile run.
Go sprinting.
So for all you cookers out there and any bakers, really, we sell an oven rack push puller for $5. And it's this neat little device that gives you this long reach into the oven. And you just kind of hook it on the edge of the oven rack and pull it right out. And, you know, I used to teach living skills, and a lot of my students really appreciated this extra reach into the oven. You know, oven mitts are nice, and you could get the ones that go up to your elbow, but then you feel really kind of, I don't know, trapped in your oven mitts and really bulky. And with this, you're able to reach in and just pull that rack out, get it a little closer to you, and then you could reach in with your oven mitted hands and pick up that casserole dish. Or you could push the rack back in. So it really gives people some confidence a little bit more when baking.
Mm-hmm. I have a little Brinkman smoker, and this works also for the rack that slides out when you need to replenish the wood chips. This is just a great way to grab it.
And we also sell oven rack guards. If you're comfortable grabbing, you know, the rack on your own with your oven mitted hands, of course, these Snap-on. I actually had some of these, and then I don't know what happened to them.
She needs some more. There she is hitting again.
You snap them on the front edge of the oven rack, and it's just this, I guess you could call it like a protector for the front railing that goes across your oven rack, and it's kind of a nice tactile indication that you're grabbing the front of the rack, and you know, keeps you a little safer. So we also sell the oven rack guards. They're called
oven rack guards.
Mm-hmm. How about some games? Oh no,
they're coming! They're coming! They're coming! Be patient! They're coming! See? So she asked for it. Here we go. We have playing cards. We have Braille playing cards, and we have low vision playing cards. And everybody knows, whether you're blind or sighted, everybody loves to play cards, right? And one of the first things I know, sometimes when people lose their vision, they want something to do. And this is sometimes the first step into learning Braille for some people, just because they want to be able to play a card game that they played before. Or maybe you're in the process of losing your sight and you just need something with a little bit larger print on them. The playing cards that are large print are a great way to be able to still, you know, engage with your friends and be able to play. So we have both Braille and large print playing cards for just $10.
I like to play Go Fish with my son. Actually, I'm a little tired of playing Go Fish, but it's a game that we can play.
But I bet he's not.
No. I need to learn more kid games that I can do with my son. Tactile Rubik's Cube for $30. We sell these. You know, I had one of these as a kid, and I loved it. And to this day, I can barely solve one side of the cube. So I'm a bit of a fail when it comes to solving the Rubik's Cube, but I know there's lots of people out there. In fact, I know our demo model in the store was perfectly put together, and someone played with it, and one of our colleagues got really sad because there's no one around to fix it again.
So it is quite played with. I will say that from personal experience, it is not uniform anymore. All of the it has definitely been seen some playing with.
So if you're looking for a challenge and you like puzzles, try out our tactile Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. So back to the cooking implements, we do have the liquid level indicator, and this is one of those things, again, that for some people that are losing their vision, it's really helpful. It goes over the edge of a cup, and it just emits a beeping tone when you reach the level. There are two little prongs, basically, that sit on the inside of your cup near the top, so you don't accidentally overfill it. This is just $11.50, and this is great for a lot of people losing their sight, and it's also good for those people sometimes that work in food service and you know, need to be filling a lot of drinks. This is a great way without, you know, sticking your finger in the cup, right? You know, you want to be able to fill somebody's glass, or without trying to feel on the outside of the glass whether or not the temperature has changed and, you know, you've reached the top or overfilling it. This is a nice, quick, little, tiny, little convenient thing to carry, and really unobtrusive. It just sits on the rim of your glass.
And you know, for a lot of people, they are not comfortable pouring hot liquids into a cup or a pot or something. And you know, I don't know, maybe my fingers are desensitized or something, but I'm just like, oh, I'll feel the heat coming. But I'm the exception, I think, not the rule. And I know these make a really great tool for pouring hot liquids without burning yourself. Do we have the ones that play the musical song? I know we used to.
We did, and we've also ordered the ones that vibrate, which is really my favorite.
Those are awesome.
If I'm going to use one of these, I would love one that vibrates just for its unobtrusiveness.
That's right. I like those.
Then you can take it anywhere, and you know, it's discreet and it's quick, and it's great for people like Lisa Maria said, if you have hearing loss or you're deaf or you know, deaf blind, and you want to be able to tell, it's a great solution. We have them. They are back ordered at the moment. They've been ordered, but they are not in stock. So I didn't want.
Oh yeah. So hopefully maybe
you can call us. You can call us. We'll give the number at the end of the.
Let's give it now, just in case someone's really anxious to call us right this minute. Although by the time you hear this, our store will be closed for the day.
There you go.
But please do call us tomorrow. So our direct phone number to the Adaptation Store is 415-694-7301. And our hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And this is Pacific time. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays, we are open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have new extended store hours. So we could take that phone call till 7 p.m. And if you're on the East Coast, that means 10 p.m. So if you have this random urge to call us at, you know, 9 p.m. your time, you can do so and talk to someone.
Yeah.
We take orders by the phone. Hopefully in the next few months, we will have our online store back up. But until then, we are happy to chat with you on the phone, or if you're local, come on in and say hello.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come and pay us a visit. So next on our list are a pair of headphones, but what makes them a little different is that these are called sleep phones, and they are two small speakers that go over each ear like a conventional pair of headphones would, but instead of a band going over the top of your head or around the back of your head, this is like a traditional, more like a headband that's actually worn around your head. It's a circular band made of cotton. We have the cotton and the Lycra version, which is a little more breathable. And it's kind of stretchy, and you pull it down over your forehead, and it goes completely around your head, and the headphones sit on your ears. This is really, really comfortable. These are called sleep phones.
I like them. I have a pair.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. In fact, I bought the wired. We have wired for $40, and we also have the wireless Bluetooth version, and I bought the wired ones, and I thought, oh, these are great, and then I found the Bluetooth ones, and I had to buy those too. So
I did the same thing, and I had my wired ones for a good year before I found the Bluetooth ones.
Oh,
I have the fleece version that's wired, and I, you know, I still use that a lot, but then I have this wire coming off the top of my head while
yep.
I sleep,
yep.
And I'm a restless sleeper, so I get all tangled in the
want to strangle yourself.
But I love my Lycra Bluetooth sleep phones. They are the bestest thing ever.
They're great.
And, you know, I have a bedmate who snores, and so it's really nice to put something on over my ears at night that aren't going to hurt my ears and, you know, tune him out.
I have one of those, too. If I'd known it was this simple, I would have invested in some years ago.
It's a marriage saver.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're also good for exercising. If you get the, they're great if you just want to have them around your head and kind of tune out, especially if you're in like a noisy gym or a crowded place, or maybe you even want to, you know, just sit and meditate and be, you know, kind of off in your own zone without having to tune into the sounds around you. They're not like headphones that go into your ears, but they sit over your ears, but they really, really do block out a lot of the external sound. They sound really good.
We have these new sleep phones, and I believe they're also Bluetooth. They're the relaxing nature sounds.
Yep.
They're on here too. Yeah, they're $100, and they come with pre-recorded
sounds
of nature.
There are like 20 different sounds you can choose from.
Yep. I kind of want to get a set for my kids. My youngest has a little animal that makes sounds at night, like waves and whatnot, but they stop after like 20 minutes.
Oh.
But I almost want to get him a little mini, you know, sleep phone with nature sounds and just turn them on all night and keep them sleeping.
Yeah.
But I don't think they make them in toddler sizes.
Probably not.
We also sell other headphones and bone conductive headphones, and we sell wired and Bluetooth versions, and the wired version is $50,
and our Bluetooth version is $100. And what's neat about these, if you've never seen the bone conductive headphones, they don't sit in or on your ears. They actually sit, how would you describe it, right?
On your cheekbones, like right in front of your ear.
Yeah.
They sit right on that bone, that right below your temple, right on the cheekbone in front of your ears.
And they just sit there, and they conduct the noise, and they have pretty good sound quality. And, you know, what's neat about this is if you're like me, you know, when I travel with my cane and I'm, you know, walking around, I sometimes have that earbud in one ear and really should take it out to pay attention to my environment. In this case, you could be listening to, of course, you're talking GPS and still have your ear open so you could hear the environmental cues around you.
Both ears. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Instead of splitting your attention between, okay, this ear has the phone yammering in it and that ear has the traffic, and is there a car behind that other car? This way both of your ears are open and you can hear. It's balanced.
Yep. Yeah. You get a lot of good feedback about
yes,
that.
I do. I get the next one. I'm so excited. So this is a great acquisition for me. So the next item on our list is the Braille Scrabble game. And a lot of people out there have been looking for this for a very long time. So if you're one of the people who is looking for the old, old Scrabble game from 1966, listen up. I know how very, very hard that item is to find. The old, old Braille Scrabble game, we have this actually in Braille and large print, but the Braille version was remade in the 80s. They redid the board, and none of the little squares would fit into there. It has little tiles, and the squares on the board are raised so that you can just slide each tile into its square, and it allows you to run your hands over the board, feel where the letters are, read them without knocking the squares out of alignment. So when they did the Scrabble game in the 80s, they messed it up, and none of the squares would hold the tiles securely anymore, and everybody was upset. Everybody was looking for the old version of Scrabble. They have remade it again. This is a very, very, very nice tactile unit. The board is a tad smaller than the old school original board, but it's on a round spindle, so it spins very freely. The squares are a little bit lighter now than they used to be, but they fit beautifully into the little tiles fit just absolutely fantastically into each square on the board. So you can actually, they're seated really nicely. You can use the game, you can play the game, you can read the tiles without knocking all the squares all over the place. I was so happy when I first started working in the store and I saw it, I was doing the little happy dance in there, because now here's another usable Scrabble game again, and I know many, many people have waited year for them to redo this, so this is a pretty nice version. It's only $65. It would make an awesome Christmas gift, especially for somebody
who's a word nerd.
Yeah. Right.
I love Scrabble. In fact, right after college, I started working a summer job, and with my very first paycheck, I went and purchased a Braille Scrabble board. And it was one of those things that I've always wanted as a kid and couldn't afford. And I'm a word nerd, and I love Scrabble.
Yep. There you go.
And along with our Braille Scrabble, we have Braille Monopoly for $80. So if you enjoy playing endless hours of Monopoly and taking over the world by buying Park Avenue,
Park Place. Goodness gracious.
It's been a while. In fact, I actually own this version of Monopoly, but I also own a British version of Monopoly, Braille Monopoly. So I haven't played the American version in a long time.
I've never seen the British one. Is it Braille?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
And it comes with pounds, although, you know,
oh my
now
God,
we have euros. But in our store, in Adaptations, we have the American version, and it's $80, and Monopoly is quite fun, and building houses and hotels and buying up all the railroads is something I like to do.
There you go. So next on the list, and this one falls to me again, and I'm so excited because this is actually the stocking stuffer that I want. I want it. Somebody wants
pay
it.
Pay attention.
Guys, listen up, listen up. This is the coolest thing that I've discovered quite by accident when I first started working in the store. This is a color reader. It's a color identifier, and it is called the Rainbow 2, and it is the coolest little thing. It's only $95. It is very tiny. It has a small speaker and a female voice. It has a single button on the top, and when you depress it, it will speak the name of over 40 colors. Takes one AAA battery. That button, if you hold it down, will also adjust the volume. I'm so excited. I'm waiting for the paycheck. My fingers are crossed. I'm going to get one for myself if somebody doesn't.
You know, I'm looking at our list, and that's actually our last item we wanted to share with you guys, but I'm looking at everything that we are sharing with you today and realize I own a lot of these things, so including the color reader, and I love my color reader. In fact, I need to replace my battery because there is an argument out there as to what color sweater I'm wearing today. Is it mauve? Is it burgundy? Is it maroon? No one can tell me, and I want my color reader to tell me what color this is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. My five-year-old loves the color reader. He likes to see what color his toys are, even though he can see just fine. But he likes to confirm that it is actually indeed red or yellow or green. He's funny that way, but my boys think it's a toy, but I love it, and it's unbelievable how many of these things on the list that I use personally from our store, which I think.
Well, ladies, as we end this program, I'm impressed by the affordability of these products. These are not, you know, $2,000, $3,000. This is holidays. You know, you're trying to save money, and you
exactly.
can with these products.
That's right.
And you're maybe buying for a lot of people, so we want to keep it economical,
exactly.
affordable, and fun.
And realistic.
I want to ask you if I called and said, could I get a catalog, for example,
so
of your product?
Yeah, so we're working on that right now at lighthouse-sf.org under the link for adaptations. We have a page that will tell you our general categories of products that we sell, like tying pieces and games. So you could browse and learn what types of things we sell. At the moment, we don't have a catalog. We're working on something. And, you know, the hard thing, and if anyone wants to give us feedback on this, we're always happy to hear what you've got to say. But the hard thing about catalogs is as soon as it's published, it's out of date.
Yes.
You know.
As soon as you publish it, it's out of date. That's correct.
That's right.
I think
you guys are so nice. I'm sure you'd go over products if I were an eager beaver and wanted to buy something.
No, absolutely.
Sounds like you have a lot of fun at what you do.
We do. We love it here. We love it here.
Yep.
There are great people
One more
here
time, can you give us the store number? And I call it once, and it gives you the times very nicely, you know, when the store is open and so forth. But you can always leave a message, and they do call back. So could you give the phone number, please?
Yes. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, or Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you could reach us from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. West Coast time at 415-694-7301. On Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., you could reach us at 415-694-7301. And on the second Saturdays of every month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can reach us at 415-694-7301. And if you happen to forget that number, you can reach us at adaptations@lighthouse-sf.org, or literally you could just call our main number, look us up on lighthouse-sf.org, and you could reach us through our main reception as well.
Well, Marie and Raquel, we want to thank you on behalf of Stocking Stuffers and Accessible World. You guys are absolutely great, and you are very good sports. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if anyone's there right this second.
I'll be saying goodbye for now, and have a wonderful holiday season.
You too. Thank you for talking with us.
Really, bye.
Okay, so you have heard, and we ran over a little bit, you heard from the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind and their Adaptations store 415-694-7301. I want to thank Ben Einstein, even though he wasn't feeling well, for quickly assembling both Lisa Maria Martinez and Rocky Gomez for stepping in, and they did just a fantastic job for coming in at the last minute and taking over. Very nice young ladies, and they did a great presentation. I also want to thank John Bellew for handling the file of that tonight, and especially Bob Acosta for doing the interview with them, because I was supposed to be home in time, but sometimes paratransit doesn't care what time I have to be home. And so we had a couple of issues. Bob took care of that for me, and I sure appreciate it. With that, ladies and gentlemen, this will end my portion of Stocking Stuffers Part 2 for 2016, and I'm going to turn it back to Bob Acosta to say goodnight. From myself, thanks for joining us, and great to have you on Tech Talk. Bob?
Absolutely. We thank Alan for his great job, too. He just stepped right in. We appreciate it. We thank all of you for coming to both parts of Stocking Stuffers. And next week, we hear about Dropbox. So have a great week. The room is yours. And have a wonderful rest of the evening. Bye for now.